talk about it. It's now 7 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. With the sudden departures in the last 48 hours of both Ted Cruz and John Kasich, presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump is now shifting his attention.
Trump now focused on potential running mates.
I'm starting to think about it very soon, and we'll be vetting people.
In a possible push to unify the GOP, name-checking previous rivals who've since supported him.
You know, I'm going to set up a committee, and I may put Ben Carson on the committee, I may put Chris Christie on the committee.
John Kasich has always said there is zero chance that he would be Trump's VP, but his future is still left unknown.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, a lot has changed in the presidential contest this week, but Virginia's status as a key battleground state in November remains unchanged.
No matter how unconventional this general election may be, Virginia remains a microcosm of the country, says Christopher Newport University political scientist Quentin Kidd.
Not only is it so different depending on the region of the state you're looking at, but it also is dynamic. It changes from election to election.
In the primary, Donald Trump lost big in northern Virginia, but did better down I-81 and in the Hampton Roads area.
Rural Western Virginia is in play because I think Clinton is going to go after the white working class vote.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe remains one of Clinton's closest friends, and she may get an even bigger boost if Senator Tim Kaine stays on her VP shortlist. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's general manager is reportedly set to unveil a maintenance plan that could close portions of the rail system for extended periods of time. The announcement could come as early as tomorrow. The Metro Board will reportedly meet tomorrow to hear details of Paul Wiedefel's plan. Dominion Virginia Power customers may be in line for a modest break on their electric bills. The utility is proposing a fuel charge reduction that would save the typical residential customer just under $4.50 a month. The Obama administration is warning North Carolina that their new transgender bathroom law violates federal law.
The Justice Department says North Carolina officials have until Monday to provide assurances the state will not comply or implement what's known as House Bill 2, warning legal action and the risk of losing federal funds, claiming it violates the Civil Rights Act. The controversial law includes requiring transgender people to use the bathroom that corresponds with the sex on their birth certificate. North Carolina's Republican leaders are calling the warning a broad overreach by the government. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Should you pay an extra tax on food when you go out to eat? Fairfax County is once again thinking about it.
Fairfax County may ask voters to decide if it should impose a 4% meals tax. County Chairwoman Sharon Bulova.
It would apply only in places where there is not already a meals tax.
Counties like Arlington and Alexandria have one, but some restaurants think it's an unfair burden for customers. Claude Anderson is with the Clyde's Restaurant Group.
It's going to be a higher check, and they may initially tip a little bit more. A lot of people, though, come with a certain amount of money, and it's going to be one of those keep the change things.
Bulova says it will help offset other county taxes. The full Board of Supervisors still needs to vote on the issue. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And former NFL player Johnny Manziel will get his latest play call from a judge in Texas today. Manziel's expected to make his initial court appearance after being indicted in a domestic violence case. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,651, the NASDAQ at 4,726. Sports, the Caps are on the brink of elimination, losing Game 4 to the Penguins, Game 5 Saturday night. Baseball, the Nats pound the Royals, the O's lose to the Yankees. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
You do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement, or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, 4 over Virginia will go through Annandale. Stop and go, heading over toward 50. Lanes open, then in Tyson starting to bunch up a bit. North on 95, it is just a solid lineup still heading in through Stafford, Dale City to the Occoquan, 395 past Landmark where we had the crash. It had been cleared to the shoulder for some time. Now out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue has just been a mess this morning. Several incidents just before the Beltway near the Suitland Parkway. You'll still see that activity along the right. We're still back near 301 Crane Highway. Beltway each direction there, 450 with the volume accident quickly cleared. We're seeing 95 and 29 delays slow pushing on to the outer loop of the Beltway into Silver Spring. And again, for Metrorail commuters, a heads up on the orange, blue, and silver lines. They are stopping trains right now at the Federal Center Station. They're holding trains there due to a track problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper level low around, and then developing low pressure to our east is going to keep it damp tomorrow, the wettest day, the next five. Stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm today with some morning drizzle and light rainfall. 58 with a breeze. Tonight, the steadier rain developing late, maybe a rumble of thunder, 51. Tomorrow, rain likely, possible thunder, 57. Maybe an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 48 in Germantown, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. The defense secretary calls for faster action against ISIS. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're starting your day the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. He's the man spearheading a lot of the investigations in federal court over Hillary Clinton's emails, and he got a pretty good judgment yesterday. We'll tell you all about it. 8:05, Bill Kristol, Weekly Standard on the future of the Republican Party under presumptive nominee Donald Trump. 8:35 brings us Jake Tapper of CNN to give us his opinion on where things stand now in both parties' races for president. And at 8:45, Janice Dean, the weather machine. She's got a brand new book, Freddie the Frogcaster, all about weather for kids. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Oh, I love my dog as much as I love you.
You know, people are crazy about their pets. They're, in this country, you know, here's a statistic that may be eye-opening. Your eyes will actually open when you hear this. $60 billion Americans spend on their pets each year.
My eyes have been opened.
$60 billion with a B dollars are spent in America that's on amazing. Pets. I mean, that's how crazy people are about their pets.
Truly amazing.
I mean, there are people out there who look at their pets as their children. I mean, they think of the same. They don't have children, so the pets become de facto children, and they care as deeply about those pets as they do about their kids. So here's an idea. It's a real thing. It's not something that I'm making up. It actually exists over in the UK. It's because they have a thing there called paternity. In other words, when you get a new dog, you get a new cat, you get some time off from work so you can help the new pet assimilate into your household. God. That's right. You can take some time off. And I guess it would also probably apply if, you know, you have some end-of-life decisions to make for your pet who's been a part of your family for, you know, 12, 14, 15, 16 years, and the dog is getting ready to die and you want to be there at the end. You know, maybe I guess you could also ask for some time off under those circumstances. So, you know, is it time for the United States to follow the lead of the United Kingdom and offer paternity leave for people at work? In other words, you come in, you say, hey, boss, I got this new cat. I can't imagine you doing this for a cat, really. But I guess some people do care for cats, you know, the way other people care for dogs. And I'd say, you got this new cat. And I really, you know, I need to take a couple of weeks here to make sure the cat, it feels comfortable assimilating into my new household.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Well, they really do this in the UK. I'm not making this up. Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WML. I think that, you know, this is a wonderful idea. And I think we should have it here at WMAL. Cumulus Radio should adopt this policy. And then I will immediately go out and purchase a goldfish in a little bowl. And I'll set this, you know, I will tell Program Director Bill Hess, Bill, I have a new pet in my house. I have this goldfish, and I really want to make sure that the goldfish assimilates into my lifestyle, and so I'm going to need a couple of weeks of paternity, or finternity, I guess, in this particular
finternity.
Yeah, finternity.
You're being facetious.
I am being facetious. This is an idiotic idea. But you know what? I do understand more that time of life when a dog or a pet has been with you for so many years, and then it's the end of life. I get that more than I get the idea of you know, being there to introduce the dog into the family. I think, you know, at the end of life, yeah, this is a sad time. It is a tragic time in people's life when their pets pass.
Yeah. Listen, if an individual business wants to do this, good for them. God bless them. They should advertise it. They should say, we're a pet-friendly company. Come work for us, and we'll give you
paw-ternity,
if that's what you want to call it. But to suggest that the government should mandate that you do this is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And I know you are right. Many people believe that their pets are part of their family. And guess what? They are wrong. They are pets. They are not family members. Family is family. Pets are, well, they're pets. They're animals that you purchase and you own. And I know that you have an emotional attachment to them, but guess what? You can't stop your life because of an emotional attachment to anything other than a family member or a spouse. It's outrageous. I mean, you may have an emotional attachment to a television show, but when Game of Thrones goes off the air, you're not going to get a week off to recover, okay? I'm sorry. And your emotions cannot drive our society. That you deal with your emotional attachment on your own time. But this goes to a larger picture, if I may, as these things often do.
A bigger picture, you
yes,
say.
As yeah. they often do. Because, you know, we have all of these fights about, you know, maternity leave and paternity leave and paid maternity leave and paid paternity leave and paid sick leave and paid care for elder leave. And the government is mandating and they're forcing it, and they're creating these laws. And as soon as there's a law created that says that you are entitled to have this time off to do this thing because of your certain situation, well, then everybody wants a piece of the action. And there's a story about a woman who is suing her company, which means, by the way, when you sue, that means you're getting the government involved. You're getting the judicial branch of our government involved to make a judgment on this. She is suing her company because she doesn't get maternity leave. Do you know why she doesn't get maternity? The company offers maternity leave, but they haven't allowed her to have maternity leave. Do you know why she can't get maternity leave?
She doesn't have a kid?
That's correct. She has chosen to not have children.
Well, yeah.
She hasn't become
but she
pregnant.
Says, and said, I should get the benefit that these moms
that's
get.
That's exactly yeah. what she's saying. You're giving yeah. this benefit to these women who are choosing to have kids. I am choosing not to have kids, and therefore I'm being penalized, and I don't get the benefit of this paid time off. And that's exactly the doors you open when you start mandating that everyone gets their own little benefit because of their own little situation.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Paw-ternity. Is it time for paw-ternity to come to the United States? Ben and Culpepper, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, guys. This is another example of British insanity. I was stationed over there for 4 years, and one of the things they told us is, you're not allowed to kill your pet. If it becomes ill, you have to go through the legal process. But they also allow abortions.
Yeah.
So the British are pretty insane with their pets. And also, if you are that emotionally connected to your pet, I think you need some mental health analysis. Hi, good morning. Thank you.
I'll have a coffee.
And I want a
McMuffin, please.
Latte with a No, but you're right. And I get in. Listen, I. We have some very dear listeners who are really. They do love their dogs. Yeah. And their dogs are part of their family.
Even some.
And I'm not saying they need psychological help because listen, their emotional intelligence.
Well, there are people who feel that way about their cats, and that's something I'll never understand.
Well, I know, gratuitous slams that get cats aside. I don't think that they need emotional help, but I think that they need to get some perspective. Though there does need to be some perspective. About just because you have an emotional attachment doesn't mean that it is the equivalent of an actual human child. It's not.
Yeah,
an animal's an animal, and a human being is a human being.
Fred in Woodbridge, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think? Time for paternity?
Hey guys, does my pet rock? qualify for
you,
this?
You have a pet rock from, what, the 1970s?
No, I just found one in my yard roaming one day.
No, I don't think that works. Fred is also being facetious. How about Radu in Potomac? Hello, Radu. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
I think we have lost it as a nation. I honestly think that we did. You know, I have a pet hamster that is having a bad time, so I need a week off. It's insane. I mean, it really is. To me, even the fact that a male, all right, would have time off for the birth of his child is ridiculous. We have become a weak society. You know, you go to work, you accomplish something. So just ways of finding ways to get days off that the government or an employee pays for no reason whatsoever. I'm sorry, it's so ridiculous. It's not even worth talking about it. I mean, that woman that's suing for not being pregnant and wanting time off should go to jail just for that lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's sad. It really is sad.
All right. Thank you, Rod, too. He feels pretty straight, and he drops the mic. He's out of there. You know, look, and it's an interesting thing. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. Is it time for paternity to come to America? I'm serious. They do this in the UK. More of your calls straight ahead. It's now 7:15 on WMA. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wow, paternity. That's crazy. Show me the money, and I mean it. Overturned armor truck. Crews have been dealing with this for hours. This will be heading out of Chevrolet toward the Beltway on outbound 50, right near 410. Two right lanes are blocked, and it's in the outbound direction, so it's really just a brief distraction delay. I'd be checking that out, too. Heading inbound, you'll see that stop and go in through Chevrolet to join either New York Avenue inbound through the signal light delays or southbound on DC 295 with travel lanes open. All right, latest problem here, Virginia Beltway. On the inner loop, the crash is going to be north of the toll road before you get to the Georgetown Pike. I'm looking at it along the left side, and I just see the VDOT truck and police there. It looks like a fire truck is responding as well, so be alert in that stretch of the Beltway, causing delays inbound on the toll road to merge into the backups onto that stretch of the Beltway. 395 Beltway through to Landmark and Shirlington stop and go, brief break, and then you get the delays again from Boundary Channel over the 14th Street Bridge. Heads up for Metro Rail commuters. Expect delays. Orange, Blue, Silver Lines. They had held up trains temporarily at Federal Center due to a track problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be rainy today. Drizzle, light rain, few showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, 58. Rain tonight, an 80% chance of rain, a 90% chance of rain tomorrow, maybe as much as an inch of rain tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 50s. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we're looking temperatures in the low 70s, cloudy to partly cloudy. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It is now 7:17 on WMAL.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova. Join the future of health.
Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
All right, so people in the UK are actually getting paternity. In other words, they bring a new pet into the family. They get time off from work, paid off time off from work.
Help me out here, Brian. Yeah. Are these businesses who are choosing to do this, or is this actually mandated by the British government?
I don't know. It doesn't say in my story, I'm sorry to say, but
that's kind of an important element here. Like I said, I don't begrudge a company if they decide they want to do this for their employees. I mean, if we were in a competitive employment atmosphere and they needed to show the potential worker that they have great reasons why they should come to their company, then sure, they'd throw it out there. Why not?
Right.
We'll let you have a day off for your dog.
Yeah.
You know. And by the way, most businesses do that. You say, hey, look, I got a problem, I got no one to take care of my dog, and I got to take care of my dog. And they'll say, sure, take the day off, you know, make it up to me another time.
Right. Or take a vacation day.
Or there's always that.
How about that idea, Christy and Bethesda? You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Yeah, that was my main point, was that we already kind of have that in place. It's called your vacation time or your paid time off. So why not use that? And, you know, when people take their, like, whatever leave is offered to them when a family member dies, it's not just to mentally cope with it. There are changes that take place in somebody's life if a breadwinner dies or the primary caregiver at home dies.
Yeah.
You need time to run through all that stuff, how much your life is going to change. And your pet relies on you. It's not bringing you anything more, really, I would think, than, you know, mental solace each day that you come home. You do not need to completely change your life when your pet dies, as far as finances, potential move to a new city, you know, bringing a nanny into your home, any of those things. So I just don't get it.
I don't either, quite frankly. But I do understand that, you know, that there is a sense of loss and grieving when you lose a pet that's been a very close companion for many years. I get that.
Do you?
I do get that. I really do. I mean, I've gone through
it. But so much so that you can't focus on your job that you need to. I would love to hear from someone if they lost a pet in their life and it affected them so much that they had to take time off of work. I would love to hear from you just to explain it to us a little bit better.
I mean,
I'm not going to attack you. I just want to know about it.
Take time off for work for hardly anything. In fact, you know, I have never shared this story, but the day my mom died, I actually worked because it was going to be another day before I could get on a plane and go. And, you know, that's a tough day. That's a tough day when your mom dies, and I did it because I just felt like, well, I'm just going to sit here, and I can't get on the plane until tomorrow morning, so I might as well work. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not that guy, but I do understand that some people are so deeply attached to their animals that they really just really need some time.
Yeah, we can't compare a dog to our mother.
No, we can't.
The Merrill and Reston, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, Merrill.
Hey, Merrill.
There, yes, I'm a lifelong cat fancier, love them to death, but I really think the Brits should worry a bit more or be more concerned with uncontrolled immigration how things are changing.
Yeah,
their priorities are really skewed, if you ask me.
Yeah, pay no attention to this radical Islamic imam over here in this mosque preaching hate and death to Britain. Instead, let's make sure that everyone has some time off to mourn the loss of their dog.
Yeah.
Merrill, thank you for putting it all in perspective. Thanks. By the way, you just said you're a cat fancier.
Yes,
is that the official term for that?
I don't know. There was a magazine, Cat Fancy. I don't know if it's still around, but I love my felines. I have one here at home, but I really wish the Brits would concern themselves with more things.
Thank you. Cat Fancy magazine. There's Cat Fancy. There's a centerfold joke in there waiting to happen, but I'm certainly not going to be the one to make it.
Is Heather Hunter, does she subscribe to Cat Fancy Magazine?
Cats, that's for sure.
She's nodding yes.
It is 7:22 on WMAL.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
Let's talk about Zero Res. That's the company I've used to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. Now, I've already told you they also clean hardwood and laminate floors as well as upholstery. They clean tile. They clean grout. They know the right way to clean, too. By the way, you know what they do? They don't use any of your water. No. First of all, they don't want you to have to deal with the hassle of them tapping into your sink or your hose bib or something like that to get water to clean your carpets. But also, there's another reason why they don't use your water, because they bring their own special empowered water. That's their water. The secret, the key is in this water, this technology that has made this water so incredible. They bring all the water to your house, clean your carpets, and then they take all that dirty, nasty, disgusting water. They take it back. They dispose of it at their own plant. That they do it the right way, man. And by the way, you know, people freak out when they hear, water, you know, it's going to... No, their drying times are actually shorter than most of their competitors, those chemical places, too. No. You're going to love Zero Res. And they've got a great couple of Mother's Day offers for you. First of all, you can get a gift certificate for mom for a Zero Res cleaning for Mother's Day. That's a good thing. Also, they got a special offer. Listen to this. Mention WMAL. You'll get your sofa cleaned at regular price, and then you'll get the love seat 50% off. That's a good deal. But then this one, of course, the carpet cleaning special. Get 3 rooms pre-treated, clean, and sanitized for $149. All right, minimums apply on these specials, but call them now. Get all the information. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. Or your money back. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's berries, and I bet your mom will be too. But order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, crash on the beltways on the inner loop north of Tyson's. In fact, it's going to be north of the toll road before you get to the Georgetown Pike. Stay right to get by. And I'm looking at delays. Boy, it's coming out of the Merrifield area already before you get to I-66. So that means the feeder road 66 and the toll road. I'm seeing those backups just to merge onto that stretch of the Capitol Beltway. Out of Upper Marlboro, tough morning continues with the heavy delays on Route 4 heading toward the Beltway. And that's because of an accident right before you get to the Suitland Parkway that been blocking along the right side. Each direction of the beltway through Largo and heading in toward Greenbelt, you're finding stop and go this morning. Topside, our normal bunch traffic from just before 95 and around to George Avenue with lanes all reported open. Metro Rail, expect residual delays. Orange, blue, and silver lines. Trains are now operating again. They had a track problem near Federal Center. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. Now in just 6 months, Gerald Foley, the father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. But fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp and cool works. Lots of clouds around too, and some drizzle and some light rain around this morning. A stray shower, thunderstorm in the forecast today. Temperatures only in the upper 50s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It is now 7:26 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know what today is? Today is Cinco de Mayo. Woo! I love Cinco de Mayo.
Do you?
I'm going to go
because
today.
You love Mexican food.
I'm going to get me some Mexican food. I'm going to go get me some Tex-Mex down to Mi Rancho. I'm going to have a margarita. I'm going to celebrate and listen to some mariachi music. And when they come around, you know, the mariachi players, yes, as they do, they come to your table. And I will ask for my favorite song, which is Bésame, Bésame Mucho. I love that song. So they're going to do that for me. That's my day. I celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
That's a fantastic Cinco de Mayo. Congratulations.
Yes, that's
going to be happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who else is having a very good Cinco de Mayo?
Who?
Donald Trump, because guess what happened last
what?
Night? President Vicente Fox, the guy who said that he wasn't going to pay for that bleeping wall, he got on his knees and groveled at the feet of Trump. Well, not literally, but he apologized. He said, I'm sorry, didn't mean to say that. We're getting a different tone from the Mexican officials all of a sudden. He appeared on O'Reilly as well. He said, yeah. No, I invite Donald Trump, come down to Mexico. Let's talk about this thing. Boy, it's amazing what winning the nomination does, doesn't it?
You know, it's interesting. In Mexico, they don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo that much.
Yeah, it's
in the city of Puebla, where a battle was fought against the French, yeah.
It's not a Mexican holiday.
It's
not even a Mexican-American holiday. It's a Mexican restaurant holiday.
Yes, it is, and I'm going to participate fully.
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would go away? Well, stop wishing it and actually do something about it. Get some Genucel. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatments from Chamonix, and it targets bags and puffiness under your eyes. It works for men and women. You'll get remarkable results. And here's the great thing about it. It's got a Mother's Day special right now. Genucel Mother's Day special. That's right. Just wait till you hear the offer. By the way, with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I love Genucel. Works for me, and I love that they guarantee the product, too. That's a great thing. If it doesn't work for you, just send it back. Now, during Chamonix's Mother's Day sale, they're going to double your order for free. It gets better, too. Chamonix is also going to throw in their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment for free. L'Essence. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area than L'Essence, and you get that for free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. The Mother's Day sale will not last forever. In fact, I'm thinking it might be done at Mother's Day. So call them now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
All I can think about now is fajitas. Hey, listen, coming up in just a moment, this is big news. Tom Fitton scores huge in his efforts to get information about Hillary's private server. He'll join us from Judicial Watch here in just a moment. It is now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Much has changed in the Republican presidential race in the last 48 hours. So now what for Donald Trump?
Donald Trump's ability to best a historically large and by all accounts talented Republican field has left many Republicans stunned. As one told me last night in a text message, I'm numb. But it is now the reality, and that reality means Donald Trump needs to do a lot of things and a lot of things fast. Top on the list, a vice presidential pick, fundraising, donors, and trying to figure out how to ensure that the party wins on the whole in November.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is brushing off Donald Trump's mounting attacks on her, specifically his attacks on her marriage, her husband.
If he wants to go back to the playbook of the 1990s, if he wants to follow in the footsteps of those who have tried to knock me down and take me out of the political arena, I'm more than happy to have him do that.
You're ready for that.
Oh, please.
Now, the Democratic Governors Association is pressuring a group of Republican governors, including Maryland's Larry Hogan, to take a stand on the Donald Trump candidacy. They've dubbed the GOP governors the Silent Nine for refusing to say whether they'll support Trump. Metro's general manager is reportedly set to unveil a maintenance plan as early as tomorrow that could shut down portions of the rail system for extended periods of time. Reports say Paul Wiedefeld is going to detail his plan to the Metro board tomorrow. It's not clear yet, though, when the actual work might begin. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,651, the NASDAQ at 47,26. Sports, the Caps fall to the Penguins in Game 4, now trail 3-1. The Nationals crush the Royals. The Orioles fall to the Yankees. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings event. Vote for the team that has been serving the local community for over 70 years. With superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products and experienced designers to help you every step of the way, your yard will be the envy of the neighborhood. So take advantage of this limited time only 25% off savings event. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. That's longfence.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Dad was an ATF agent in pain.
I guess he was saying goodbye.
Mom was a popular teacher.
My mom was my best friend.
Their murder-suicide left a crushing void.
It's hard to talk about it.
But now their daughter is sharing a remarkable story of courage and even hope with Seven on Your Side's Jennifer Donnellan.
One night doesn't erase 17 years of happiness.
Finding forgiveness, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. That's proflowers.com, secret code 500.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas heads up on 234 Prince William Parkway. The crash happened in the southbound direction just past 28 and Oaksville Road, but delays each way. Watch for police at the scene there. On 66, normal volume, but pretty tedious here through Manassas, Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and to the Beltway. Jammed to merge onto the inner loop because of the crash north of the toll road. Looks like all that activity along the left shoulder, but a lot of activity. Several police cars, fire and rescue were there, and a flatbed tow truck. Also jammed is the toll road eastbound to try to merge into that backup on that stretch of the Beltway. Maryland Beltway, before you get to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, heavy into New Carrollton. On the inner loop side, that's also slow into Largo, and then before St. Barnabas Road to the Wilson Bridge. Route 4, Maryland, been jammed this morning, and delays continue out of Upper Marlboro toward the Beltway. The crash inbound 4 near Suitland Parkway had been along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp and cool works. Lots of clouds around too, and some drizzle and some light rain around this morning. A stray shower thunderstorm in the forecast today. Temperatures only in the upper 50s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Warrenton, 51 in Bethesda, 51 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, Bill Kristol with the Weekly Standard. How does he feel about presumed nominee Donald Trump? He'll weigh in at 8:05. At 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. And at 8:45, a special appearance by our good friend, she's always entertaining, Janice Dean, the weather machine, will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now in studio, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, who, of course, through his FOIA requests, have been able to move the story of the Hillary Clinton email scandal through the federal courts, frankly, faster than the FBI Justice Department and a congressional committee has been able to investigate. And thank God for that. And you just got some big news yesterday. You've been working with the courts and with the defense. Who is the defense in this? The State Department?
It's the agency of the State Department, yeah, right.
You've been working with them to try to figure out who you are going to be able to depose in this investigation. And a little while back, we learned that they were going to allow you to depose some of the people, but you just got some big news yesterday. What are the rules here now?
Well, it's a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, and we think that we've been gamed, and the court thinks there's evidence we've been gamed, so that we're going to be able to get discovery, he ruled a few months ago. And then the question
and
is,
that's rare, isn't it?
It is rare. And, you know, FOIA is about just getting documents, asking for records, getting them. You may sue to get them or fight over what you're not getting. But you don't get discovery to figure out if they're hiding documents from you.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen often.
That's right. And the judgment you got several weeks back was about discovery, but not about depositions, what you learned yesterday.
Now we know what the specifics are, and is our wish list appropriate? And our wish list was granted yesterday. We asked for over a half a dozen witnesses to come in, including Yuma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, Brian Pagliano, the IT specialist, political appointee at the State Department.
The whole rogue of villains with this.
Humam Abedin, who is Hillary Clinton's right-hand person.
Right.
Cheryl Mills, the chief of staff and a longtime Clintonista.
The other right-hand person.
Yeah, she was the chief of staff at the State Department at Hillary Clinton and knew everything that goes on. And many people believe was actually involved in a document scrub at the State Department post-Benghazi. So,
and what the media picked up on as well is that the judge noted, Judge Sullivan, that it may come to pass that Mrs. Clinton's testimony may be necessary. Now, Judicial Watch, if you think that's going to happen or you think you may need her testimony, you have to come to me and ask for permission. But his acknowledgement in the order and his highlighting the fact that she may have to testify obviously has roiled things a bit today.
Yeah, it has. And congratulations on that. So, I mean, if indeed you get through the first round of depositions,
right,
and you find that there is evidence that leads you to question the former Secretary of State and the presumptive Democratic nominee, then you got to go back to the judge, and do you expect that would be granted?
Well, it depends if the evidence is strong enough that Mrs. Clinton has information and no one else is willing to provide to us.
Right.
And on top of this, we have a second federal court judge who told us, now, 10 days after Judge Sullivan tells you what you can get, come back to me and tell me what else you might want, and we'll maybe grant more discovery. So there are two federal courts under which we're going to get discovery. So this is just round one, not only with Judge Sullivan, but there are other rounds coming up with a separate federal court judge. So there are two judges asking questions here, and the Clinton camp is yelling about this political lawsuit, which is a false smear, and ironic coming from a campaign complaining about politics.
Yeah.
But these are judges who want questions answered.
Right. Well, here's the thing, is when you ask them about this, they go, oh, well, we'll answer any question that is asked. We have absolutely nothing to hide here, nothing to see. We have nothing to hide from, and we'd be glad to have a conversation with anybody who wants to have a conversation. When it really comes down to it, they don't want to talk about it.
Well, and the courts have found that there's evidence that there may be something that they did try to hide. And did they try to take documents out of the agency to avoid disclosure under the law?
See, this is what I want to get to, because I'm trying to read my tea leaves here on this, because we've got this other investigation with the FBI going on, and I'm thinking they're looking at a whole lot of the same stuff that you're looking at. So when the judge grants this, when the judge says, yes, Judicial Watch, you got, as you just put it, Tom Fitton, your wish list, through discovery, you can also depose all of these people, including, potentially, if you make the case for it, a deposition of Hillary Clinton, it means that this judge has looked at a lot of stuff that we're not privy to, right? The judge is looking at your briefs in the case, but he's also looking at some evidence here, and he's determined, there's smoke here, and there could very well be some fire.
Yeah, he's examined emails, which you may or may not have talked about on air, that are available online. There have been stories here and there about that suggest they didn't want FOIA to cover her emails, and they were setting up a system specifically to avoid it. And he quotes the emails. He quotes an OIG report, an Office of Inspector General report, the State Department watchdog, saying that answers to these requests were, they knew were deficient, perhaps, because of Mrs. Clinton's email system wasn't being searched.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say with the FBI, you know, we get an order for discovery a few months ago, in February, I guess. A week or so later, the FBI says, oh, we want to talk to those people. Then we get another order for discovery for Judge Lamberth, and a few weeks later, the FBI says, oh, we want to talk to those people again. Mm. There was another spate of stories saying they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that our case and the judge's actions are forcing the FBI's hand, or allowing those in the FBI who want to act, telling their colleagues who may be obstructing the politicos, hey, we have to do something because the court is going to get ahead of us.
Wow, I haven't thought about that, but that's very interesting. Do they have to testify under, do they have to show up for a deposition?
Well, you know, I think the State Department witnesses are. There are employees of the State Department we're going to want to question. I think they will testify.
What about Humam Abedin and Cheryl Mills?
Well, you know, they're no longer with the State Department. They're
right.
on their own
so
people.
So the State Department can't compel them to testify.
Right. And if they want to avoid testimony, they have to go to court and seek relief. And a motion to quash, I think it would be called. And they would have to somehow persuade the court they have no information and that any testimony would be useless and to protect them from having to testify.
And of course,
that ain't going to happen, I think.
They could actually show up and just plead the Fifth, right?
Well, I don't think Humam Abedin and Cheryl Mills are going to plead the Fifth Amendment. If they did, that would be pretty extraordinary. Brian Pagliano, who is the IT person who was taking care of her email mm-hmm. system while he was a State Department employee.
Right.
He pled the fifth, supposedly has immunity.
Yeah.
Will that immunity agreement allow him to testify in our case? Who knows?
You don't know.
But you want to find out.
We are going to find out.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's going to happen over the next. We have an 8-week time limit now. We're now in discovery. We got to get going.
Our guest is Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. He's going to stick with us because there was more news yesterday. Catherine Herridge of Fox News uncovered this in her interview with Guccifer, a hacker. You know a little bit about Guccifer, don't you?
As what I read in the news, it's pretty scary if you're concerned about national security of the United States.
We will talk about that in just a moment with Tom Fitton. Keep it right here. Traffic and weather coming up in 1 minute.
Hey, D.C., guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid weren't the most comfortable, so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, that's turned around because I'm going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear because everything is talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission-based. They proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. If you're like me, you used to feel like you're on a conveyor belt there in a dentist's office and you didn't have a chance to be able to just take a breath and say, hold on a minute. As you know, not that's totally opposite of Bethesda Sedation. And by the way, May is National Military Appreciation Month. This tells you everything you need to know about Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb, because over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they're going to donate $100 to the Vischer House Foundation for every new patient visit. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, nagging tooth pain, if you want to know more about sedation dentistry, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is now 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 2 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, latest problem, Brian. We're dealing with the crash in Lorton, Virginia, Interstate 95. You lose two lanes, and that's why the pressure on coming up past the Potomac Mills sign, passing Dale City. Once you get beyond there, you'll hit the volume to get onto each loop of the Beltway, the outer loop toward Van Dorn. We had the broken down on the shoulder. Also to go 395 toward the 14th Street Bridge. It's just been about the heavy volume. And the inner loop, really listen up. Here, heads up, we've linked up the delays from Springfield toward Tyson's and the toll road. The crash north of the toll road looks like mostly confined to the left shoulder, but from time to time, they'll need to block that left lane to get some of the vehicles on the flatbed tow truck. So big delays will continue on that stretch of the Beltway for a while. Manassas on the Prince William Parkway, southbound 234 Prince William Parkway, just past Noakesville Road for the crash. Delays in each direction. For the top side of the Maryland Beltway, solid lineup before 95 around to George Avenue. However, we've been incident-free, so we like that. 29 through Columbia, northbound crashes before 175, rubbernecking in the southbound side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Don't expect any sunshine anytime soon. The overcast sticks with us like drizzle and fog around, with a chance of showers this morning, a few showers around, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, and a northeasterly breeze and a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is now 7:47 on WMAL.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
We continue with Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch talking about the latest news in his FOIA case against the State Department that now allows him to depose many of the players there, the whole rogues gallery, including potentially Hillary Clinton. But we also had breaking news yesterday with Catherine Herridge, Fox News investigative reporter, and her whole unit there. They had a jailhouse interview with Guccifer. Guccifer is this Romanian hacker who access Sidney Blumenthal's emails. That's how a lot of people first learned that Hillary Clinton had her own email server, because these hacked emails from Sidney Blumenthal were addressed to Hillary Clinton at a non-State Department email address. And it's like, hey, what's that? Well, he said, absolutely, I hacked into Hillary Clinton's email servers. I was able to do it a couple of times.
And it was easy.
Yeah. Now, I know that's not part of your FOIA request investigation and the things that you're doing. Yet. Well, that's my question. Two questions. Let me start with the first one, and then we got plenty to talk about. The first one is, you've seen a lot of these emails. You know what's in there because of your FOIA request. Knowing now that some Romanian hacker in his mom's basement using, you know, over-the-counter products was able to hack into this stuff, what's your thoughts knowing what was conducted, what kind of business, state business, was conducted on this server?
You know, my first thought is, do I need to ask our attorneys if they want to question Guccifer? And, you know, remember, Mrs. Clinton only turned over half of the emails she took with her.
Mm-hmm.
The other half, she says, I did not keep. I don't know what that means. Well, did Guccifer access them? Does he have them?
Guccifer may have seen the yoga lesson appointments.
Right, he may be able to tell us if there were other emails.
He might be able to provide emails that even the FBI doesn't have.
Maybe he has access to them still. I don't know the answers to those questions. I don't know if what he says is even credible, but certainly he raises questions. Is Guccifer a witness in the Clinton email investigation? I think he answered that question, certainly on the criminal side.
Yes.
And I think it's an open one even on the civil side in terms of our Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. You know, Judicial Watch attorneys are going to be conducting the questioning. And when you do discovery, you ask questions and other issues arise.
You learn new things.
And you find something else, and you may ask the court for more than just Mrs. Clinton's testimony after you figure out what's up and what's down.
Yeah, so as you do this, what would be the number one thing you'd want to ask Guccifer?
Well, if I had a chance to talk to him, I'd ask him, where are all of Mrs. Clinton's emails? If indeed you did hack them, are they still around?
Did you capture them and save them somewhere?
Yeah, where are they? Yeah. And that's what the goal of this discovery is. Where are the emails that were due to have reviewed under law? Where are the ones she held back? We want to know where they are so we can get them reviewed and released.
So it's not just her judgment in terms of what's personal.
Right. It's about getting the documents.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you like getting to the truth of these matters and getting behind the corruption, then you like Judicial Watch. You should go check out their website because they are nonprofit. Tom Fitton, thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Tom.
751 on WMAL.
Each franchise independently owned and operated, offer good on selected Signature Series product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
They say that love's a compromise.
But not this time.
She wanted a beautiful home.
He wanted an energy-efficient home.
So what brought us together?
Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds has an incredible selection of beautiful window coverings.
And Budget Blinds offers multiple energy-saving designs.
They look gorgeous.
And they keep rooms warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
It's a perfect marriage.
I'll say.
Right now is the time to save during Budget Blinds' Spring Style Event. Now get up to a $250 rebate on energy-efficient window coverings at Budget Blinds. Plus, Budget Blinds sends a style consultant right to your door with swatches, styles, and ideas for free. And they do all the measuring and installation. You don't lift a finger. Call Budget Blinds today for your free in-home consultation. Then qualify for up to a $250 rebate during Budget Blinds' Spring Style Event. Going on now. Call 1-800-590-5797. That's 1-800-590-5797. 1-800-590-5797.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It is 7:53, time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here again is Chuck Kamlick.
Well, we should get back on track today. Stock futures point to a higher open. Chicago research firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says new layoffs rose by 35% in April, most of them, again, coming from the oil industry. Verizon meets with shareholders in New Mexico today. While 40,000 of its workers are on strike, 400 protests are planned around the country. You can see the placards now. Can you hear me now? Tesla stock will get a charge after the carmaker lost less money and promised to build more vehicles to meet rising demand. Drug maker Merck's profits soared because of strong demand for its diabetes drug Januvia and its heart drug Zetia. YouTube may start its own video streaming service next year. And it's Cinco de Mayo, a day mostly celebrated with tequila. Since 2002, tequila volumes in this country have more than doubled, up 106%. And the top cocktail in the country, again, as it has been for several years, still that tequila-based margarita. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mother's Day is this weekend. Hurry, hurry, hurry. If you don't have something, I got the idea. I got something that's as unique as your mom is. Right now, get Sherry's Berries freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. An exclusive offer for my listeners, and here's how you get the deal. You go to berries.com. You click on the microphone. In the top right-hand corner, type in the special code, which is my name, Brian Wilson. These berries are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness. They have chips and nuts and drizzle, and they're just phenomenal. Mom's going to love them, and there's only one way to get the deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, double the berries for $10 more. An exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use my special code, and that code is Brian Wilson. So visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Clip on the microphone, and in the top right-hand corner of the screen, type in my name, you get the deal. A limited time offer. Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now. If you want to do this by phone, here's the number, 866-FRUIT-02.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we have a couple of trouble spots out there. Virginia Beltway, one of them, because we have this crash interloop north of the toll road. Before you get to the Georgetown Pike, still a lot of activity over to the left side. Delays have linked up out of Springfield. So, yes, a continuous backup, that whole stretch through Annandale Tysons north to the toll road. Now, to get to the Beltway, that's a problem for the feeder roads because the Beltway is so slow, 66. You're feeling the effects, the toll road, and then some of the other roads are going to start to slow down too, Braddock Road and 236, so expect that. In Manassas, better news. Please tell me they've cleared the crash. 234, the Prince William Parkway, just past 28 Noakesville Road, and I am seeing delays starting to ease, so traffic is starting to move by. Not moving by in Lorton. Major problem here at this crash. Northbound 95 in Lorton. Additional fire and rescue units at the scene. Two right lanes get you by. Maryland 95, it's just been about the volume to join on to the Beltway. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Don't expect any sunshine anytime soon. The overcast sticks with us like drizzle and fog around, with a chance of showers this morning, a few showers around, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, and a northeasterly breeze and a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Lacombe Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Jake Arrieta. 90, diving down and away. Wicked. Most agree he was the best pitcher in baseball. Bryce Harper.
It is
is up against the wall and gone.
Left no doubt who was most valuable.
Another opposite field homer.
Cy Young winner versus MVP. Connect. Nationals Cubs. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Eight baseball great.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. One in four people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Coming up on WMAL.
So many things, including Jake Tapper of CNN and Janice Dean, the weather machine.
Also, we'll talk to Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard on what he thinks.